I started feeling choked. I dumped him. How cheating can save your marriage. Stay tuned.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Cheating can save marriage.
I don't know about that though. That sounds like a self-destructive thing to do.
That's a self-destructive thought.
Yeah, if you think that you're just gonna go out and cheat and then it's gonna save your marriage, I advise that you do the opposite immediately.
What's the opposite? Don't cheat.
Don't cheat.
And just start looking into heaven to save your marriage.
Find something to do. Go and tap into your purpose.
Yeah, you know, when we say the kind of things we say here, we're not the conventional marriage advice type of situation. We're using practical, real life, our own personal story,
examples,
and exactly how we did it.
Right.
So basically, you can argue what we say here, right? But
you can try.
Sometimes people may believe that maybe we're trying to say cheating, work on yourself, do you, and that's too far from what we're trying to say. You know, that's too far from it.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be shocked. Like, okay, for example, cheating. For example, sex outside of wedlock. People will be shocked that we actually don't support. We don't encourage that.
No, we don't encourage it.
There's a difference between you don't encouraging and demonizing people that do that.
Yes.
We don't demonize when you are being an adult human being on this planet. It's pointless. It's not a productive thing. For example, I was looking at those dudes on Facebook talking about watching porn destroys. I'm like, well, we all should be destroyed then, because the average human being around you does watch porn.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about addiction to porn, that's a different story.
That's a different story. Yes, absolutely.
You know,
it's
not
a yes or no thing.
Yeah, addiction kills. Yes.
Addiction to anything
kills.
Even water.
Yes.
You will drown in your own water.
But no, the man stumbled into porn and watch it once every other week does not kill nobody.
Mm-mm.
These are just facts of life.
Mm-mm.
And I get it, especially why Christians will say that, and I get it. But when you say that, it's not productive, because basically you put guilt in people, it's not productive.
Doesn't
you want to make people feel guilty, it's not productive. And when people feel guilty and they try to preach, that's not productive either.
No, it's not.
Because you're going to impose that on other people and try to make other people feel guilty because you struggled with something.
That's your demons.
That's all yours.
Yes.
You know? So the same thing goes for our ideologies about cheating and things like that. You know, cheating is cheating. If you step out on your significant other and you wouldn't want them to know, that's called cheating.
It is cheating.
But it's not the end of the world.
Well, we're able to recognize that it's a moment of weakness.
It's a moment of weakness.
Because you actually
some people are
destroying yourself.
Some people are serial cheaters, right?
Right.
But it's still a weakness.
Yeah.
Right? And many serial cheaters, they will have moments where they would like to really stop that behavior.
But they can't help themselves.
But they can't help themselves.
Yeah.
So
that's the part where you need to get professional help.
Right.
When you recognize your problem,
mm-hmm.
once you recognize that this is a problem for
mm-hmm.
me,
right.
my belief is it's solved, because you can now go towards it and tackle it.
Right. So the only way to be productive, if you're going to help somebody who is a cheater, is number one, listening to them. You need to find out what's making that person. That means they have to be willing to talk to you, right? That means they are in a space where they want to change too.
Mm-hmm. And you can attack them.
Well, good luck
with your ideologies.
Because as human beings, when you attack even me, when you attack even the holiest of human beings, they will defend themselves.
They will defend.
It's a survival thing.
Skill thing, yeah.
You know, it's so attacking or judging. The Bible says in Matthew 7:1, do not judge. It's as clear as it can be, a scripture in the Bible. But yet, some people attempt it all the time. And it fails over and over.
They act like it's very complicated. And it's really not that
complicated. Nah, it's very simple.
I feel like we wouldn't judge if we have the ability to put ourselves in people's shoes for a minute. And just think about it. What is making this person act this way?
Yes.
Obviously, they're not in their right mind.
Right. So now, what does this have to do with can cheating save your marriage? Here's my belief. You know, God can use a certain event in your life to paint a correctional type of story that can correct things. You know, God can do that all day long. God can destroy a whole country just because he needs to tell a story that will lead to some kind of triumph. And that's the way God works. If you look at the stories from Bible, from all type of scriptures to real life right now, you know, all things are not good, but all things work together for the good. Right?
Right.
So, all things are not good, right? All things work together for good for those who love the Lord. So, obviously, all things, cheating is one of them. So, can cheating save your marriage? Yes. Can deliberate go and cheat? So you can save your marriage, work. No, you're going to self-destroy yourself. That's what's going to happen. It's not going to save your marriage. You're going to be reckless.
But I feel like if you... It's a different thing when you fall into cheating, you know, like unaware, like, because that can happen.
Of course.
To a human being.
Of course.
Because you're vulnerable, you're weak.
Yes.
It's another thing when you say, oh, no, I'm going to get my pound of flesh back.
Mm-hmm.
That is too... different things.
Yeah.
And one would destroy.
Like, oh, he's doing it, I should do it too.
Right.
Self-destruction. She's doing it, I should do it too. Self-destruction too. Maybe we will finally figure ourselves out on self-destruction. Now, can dating other people save your marriage? If the other person has shut off more than 3 months, it's nothing wrong with going out on a date with zero expectations.
Right.
Dating has nothing to do with cheating.
Mm.
First of all, it's not cheating. Okay, because the other person already checked out of the marriage, you know. Even if you're having filed for divorce, the divorce is paper. That's what that is. Some people say, but you still have paper, you shouldn't do that. Well, whatever, that's your standard now, and you're trying to impose it on other people. If there is no intimacy in 3 months and you're feeling really less than a human being, and somebody is asking you out on a coffee, and it's somebody you don't mind spending a little time and just talking. Absolutely, you have to be crazy to not to try to demonize somebody like that. You know, my question is always, what's the alternative? That they sit in the house and sob and just cry over. So now, can that be dangerous? Anything can be dangerous. Just driving out on the streets can be dangerous. You can get killed or hit by a bus. So that's not really the question here. We got to keep things in context, okay? There's no absolutes in anything I'm saying.
Right.
You know, what I'm saying is that we're human beings and our happiness lies inside of us.
Yep.
And your choices you make and nobody else owes you happiness. That's the bottom line. No. So now let's get into this. I started feeling choked and I dumped him story.
Okay.
Hi, my husband and I have been for 5 years together. During this summer, I was shocked to know that he was getting to know another girl. All right. His excuse was that they were just friends and nothing happened between them. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Whenever I touched his phone, he'd go crazy trying to take it away. That just didn't happen a lot. I did that. I ran with my phone. Don't touch my damn phone. But we weren't married, though. We weren't married when that happened.
Yeah. We were still dating at that point.
Right. She wanted to see.
What happened?
She wanted to see my phone.
Yeah.
She grabbed the phone. What?
And you were like,
heaven.
Who were you? I was like, okay.
Heaven.
Suspect, but I took my mind off it. I was like,
yeah. There was a girl bothering me at the time. Did I ever tell you?
Not really, because we didn't even talk about it after that.
There was a girl that I, shortly before I met you, that I, you know, that I hit on.
That you were talking.
And then we were talking,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we were talking, and then she kept blowing up my phone.
Oh.
Like, we never really dated, but she was blowing up my phone at that time. And
you were scared of my reaction if I saw what was on the phone.
There was that, and there probably were other things. You know, I mean, I was a single man, you know. So,
well, you were seeing that phone, dating me.
Seeing that phone was not a good idea. For you to open that phone and look inside, it was a bad idea.
And I didn't touch his phone after that.
And there were a lot of not harmful stuff, but you will see as harmful.
Oh, of course.
So... And you said, what would you say just now?
I said, I didn't touch your phone
after
that.
This is the thing that people don't realize. Moments like that are defining moments for years to come.
Hmm.
you know, because she would never touch my phone, and she, but she at the back of her mind retained things that there's something I'm hiding.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Because that was suspect.
Yeah. So you got to be aware that...
because you became a Jackie Chan in the moment. You know how Jackie Chan... like Matrix. Like, okay, what happened? I can't touch your phone.
Yeah. The truth is that you got to be... I want to point out to people that you need to understand that every moment matters. This moment right now is a defining moment. You just never know a moment that's a defining moment. So if I were to be myself today... I would have probably said this to her maybe a few days later so that I can soothe her and let her know that.
But I don't know if I was mature enough to understand it at that point either. I could
but that retained there. Because for years to come, you brought it up when it was necessary. So that stayed in there somehow. It's nothing wrong with staying there, but it stayed in there as a toxic
weapon. Was negative, yeah.
So that's important to note. So his excuse was, they were okay. So he even stood up for the girl and refused to end his so-called friendship with her. I dumped him for 3 days. She dumped him for 3 days. So, you know this friendship thing. You know we watch Married to Medicine.
Right.
And Sisu had this friendship with this girl. They went to play golf together. And he had a hard time dumping a friend. For the wife.
For the wife. That's just... That's
you know,
a no-no.
Let me share something with women on that. Our natural brain really can't really make sense out of you requesting me to dump somebody I'm not with.
But someone you're spending so much time with.
What it takes is a painful experience. For a man to get to a place where they have to feel like, I will give up the world. They don't feel like they should give up the world for you because that's not necessarily a healthy or masculine thing either, right? That I need to give
especially
up my world. That's
you,
the bondage
especially
thing.
Especially if they have you in the house already.
You're, especially
they're
you're
not
in the house. You're my
you
wife.
Anymore.
Why are you worried about, you know, oh, well, I went to play golf and, you know. So I need men to understand that. That don't wait until a situation happens and you have to. It's not necessarily about giving up that friend. It's about that person is standing in the position. It's your argument, really. It's the way you say it. It's not really about that friend. It's not really... The wife is not really worried about the girl.
Right. It's the way the guy reacts.
Is the defending her.
Yes.
And saying, why should I have to do that? First of all, you don't have to do that. But you're saying it. And you're making that life. There are certain conversations we have that human beings don't understand. Okay. I know that even my elderly ones don't understand this. They bring certain topics up and they don't realize that those topic is rubbing off on the wrong wound. And in spite of their good intentions, the opposite effect is happening. They're hurting you.
Yeah.
So, and we all do that. You bring certain conversations up. We're able to bring our story up because we do this. It's therapy, you know.
Yeah.
But there are certain type of people that should know that don't bring certain things up because
it's gonna go
it's wound and
it's
it doesn't
not healed.
Sit.
Yeah.
It's not if it's not healed, it won't. You know, you're basically you're touching the wound with the wrong elements and stuff, and it hurts. And every time you talk about it, even though you didn't mean
you
to hurt your feelings,
again.
It's feelings. Remember, it's just feelings.
Right.
You know. So it's very, very important to note that a lot of these issues are just feeling. So if a woman says, you're defending that woman, it's a feeling. Just stop defending it. No, I'm not defending what you just did. But even that very statement, that very sentence, but this person
what makes you feel like I'm defending her? Like, instead of trying to suit that person who is your wife, you want peace of mind. You want to make sure she's good.
Yes.
So you want to get to know why she feels the way she feels and give her that listening ear.
Yes.
Not to just say, oh, no, then you don't know her, blah, blah, blah. Women hate that.
If you tell me, if one of my girl, quote unquote girl friends right now, right, and start blowing up my phone and you feel uncomfortable, I'm telling you straight up that I cut that person off. Because you feel threatened, already by that situation, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing to cut off, but there's really nothing to cut off. But something happened that made you feel like there's something to cut off.
Right.
Sometimes my words is all you need to hear.
Right.
Because really, there's nothing to cut off. This person is not in my life.
This person is not who you think it is.
But you feel that way. And feelings are feelings, and they are just as real as anything else.
Right.
And that needs to be addressed sometimes in very strong, masculine ways. Show up as a man and say, that's all cut off. You don't have to worry about that again. It's a reassurance thing. You know, and she will look at you like this, kind of like she doesn't really believe you, but she has no choice but to take, like, that's a man standing up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's fun stuff to practice. If she's saying stuff, it's not about you arguing and say it doesn't exist. The fact that she feels it exists makes it real.
Right.
You need to shut it down. In a loving manner.
Acknowledge
what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And assure her that you've shut that end completely off.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, some men, like, he has a friend that they play golf together.
Right.
She probably knows everything that goes on in their family.
Right.
All the, my wife is not giving me sex. My blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. You know, things that she doesn't need to know.
Right,
and that the wife suspects that this person has power over me.
Hold it, baby. I'm gonna have to turn the furnace off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that.
Keep talking.
Yeah, like things like that makes the wife at home feel insecure that this woman has more power over my relationship because when she does this, my husband gets up and run.
Right.
All in the name of, we just play golf.
No, together. That's blatant. There are some like that. Right. But majority of people that say, I don't want this friend in your life, they're not that blatant.
Mm-hmm.
But let's address the blatant too.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a blatant like that, every time this person calls,
and
that's obviously no.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make your wife feel like, what the hell?
What the hell is going on?
Some random. Right. It could be a man. It could be even your man, your boy, across the street that's taking that kind of attention. If your wife is feeling some type of way, she's feeling some type of way, and that's it. And now, if it's a repetitive thing and she's always feeling some type of way about all your friends,
there's
need for some kind of marriage counseling.
Yep.
You know, so we can educate. It's an educational thing that needs to be done for her so that she will know that that's not a healthy thing.
No, it's not.
But if it's just this one person, right? Everybody need to be replaceable, basically. Yeah. And the only person that's not replaceable is your spouse. It could go vice versa too. It could be the man friend, your guys that call you, your boys, and your husband is not comfortable. Well, that's not completely unnatural for a man to not be comfortable with some dude calling you.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not unnatural.
Now, if you find yourself saying you're insecure, you're always watching me. Well, is that really insecurity? You know, is that really
something insecurity? Is making him feel insecure? Your action can make your spouse feel insecure in a moment.
Exactly, insecurity. You have to be sensitive about
that.
We all have it to a certain extent.
Yep.
And all you need to do is make me feel uncomfortable, and then it goes higher.
Yep.
It just goes higher in an unhealthy manner. You know?
Right.
So those are very important points that we can't really finish.
Those really have to do with boundaries, though. People really need to understand what boundaries are.
Mm-hmm.
No one is saying you can't have male friends as a woman. No one is saying you can't have female friends as a man. But when that is affecting your home, which should be your number one ministry, you just have to let it go. I don't care what that person... If you're not in a relationship
If you value the marriage...
It's easy. Like, I ain't got time. I'm not going to entertain this person. Because believe it, when you start to give power to that person outside, when they're going through whatever they're going through, they're going to lean on you a little bit. And that can cause chaos in your family too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially women with men.
Mm-hmm.
Men saying, my best friend is a woman.
Sometimes. That's wrong.
This is
why that's wrong. It's not wrong as far... I know the concept is kind of cute, right?
Right.
Right. you know, I feel free. I just tell my wife that my best friend is a woman.
Your best friend is your spouse.
Wait. Period. That's all cute too, right?
I feel that's the way it needs to be.
That's cute. But again, if you're in a relationship, you're now a student of psychology. Take a moment. Just take a moment. What do you think your spouse feel like when you tell them it's not even about the girl? Mm-hmm. That's some... Another, it could be
another your human father, being.
Another is human being.
Best friend.
Is their best friend. Just take a moment. What does that make that person feel like?
It's like, wait, what?
Right? Just take a moment. Just take a moment to think about it. And if you know that you didn't mean to make them feel that way, then it's really the feeling that matters.
Right.
Take it back and say, I don't mean that. You're my best friend, of course. And do that in a light-headed, fun way. Don't stress it more, because when you stress it, that you start apologizing and pleading, that makes things worse
it
too.
It does,
you know.
It makes you look like a suspect too.
Yes. These are some of the dynamics that's not too clear to people. Like, wait, you said we should address it, but don't address it. No, because you gotta keep fun first. Because you stress the shit out of that marriage, it'd be over, and you'd have done all the right things too. And you'd be like, oh, but you told me to do this. No, because you did it in choked everything up, you know. It has to be fun. You have to keep that at the top of everything. They were the hardest. I dumped them for 3 days. They were the hardest because I always tried to look if they were online together. All right, this is a different issue altogether. She's always looking if to see if he's online and she's online at the same time.
But they could be online doing separate things.
But she's assuming the worst case scenario.
Right.
Always assume the best case scenario.
Yep.
Right? If the both of them are online at the same time, that's the devil trying to talk to you. Trying to say, maybe.
Maybe
they're sexting each other right now.
And
you know what your mind does?
See,
people don't understand the power of the mind.
It is real.
They're not paying attention to it. You start panicking over nothing. You may even start like trying to call him, like, where you at right now? I'm downstairs in the basement. Oh, I'm sorry. Right? But you're all like, yeah, my phone is online. Hello.
When has that become a thing? Right.
But this is stalking behavior.
Yeah, it is stalking behavior.
When you find yourself stalking,
stop it.
Self-love, self-confidence deflated. You need to take some time for yourself. You need it. If they are seeing each other, he tried to reach me out and I tried to forgive what he did. When we got back together, he started acting distant, not even holding hands. This is a very a good example of what I used to say. If you manipulate people to come back with you, they will come back. It's short term. They still feel choked. They feel like they don't really want to be there. You know, and because somebody came back to you doesn't mean they belong there. You know, if you listen to that Will Smith story, I think we should. I was thinking about we should do like a whole commentating thing on the Will Smith and Jada video. You know, but maybe, you know. But he said something about he was with the first wife and he went in the back and cried his balls out because he knew he was with the wrong person.
That's real.
Yeah. And he said, but you will not file divorce. He was not going to file divorce. That's something about men. Men kind of like feel like they're not supposed to be with a woman, but they won't file divorce. Because men are men. They're masculine. They bought into the game. They said, I do. And they meant it, even though they didn't know what the hell they were doing, but they meant it. Women will say, well, I said I do, I did. And today is a different ball game entirely, you know?
Yep.
I can't come and kill myself. You know? But men, typically, even if they are cheating, even if they are doing things, they involve infidelity, they can stay in a marriage and mean it and mean that they love you too. And women have a hard time understanding that. I get that.
I mean, hey,
but you're not supposed to. Just like we don't understand belle, we don't try to understand how you feel when you carry belle when you're pregnant, you know. So anyway, so he tried to reach out. I tried to forgive what he did. We got back together. he started acting distant because he probably was manipulated back into the game, not even holding hands. And whenever I tried to call it quits, he'd beg me to return. So he really doesn't want to be there, but he will beg to return. So they're doing this back and forth thing that a lot of couples, frankly, do.
A lot of people do. Yeah.
Anyway, after 5 months of being neglected by him and trying everything I could to get his attention back, he finally came back to his senses. So we got back together, but then I started feeling choked.
Now she doesn't want him
anymore. Didn't want this relationship, went into depression. That's real for a lot of women. And broke up with him. Didn't feel the need to talk to him, although I always asked my sister about him because they're friends. She's always asking about him. On New Year's Eve, I got jealous because I saw his picture with some other girls. What does that tell you? People don't want something that other people don't want.
Right.
Okay. People don't want a person. Women don't want a man that no other woman wants.
Yep.
Man doesn't want a woman that no other man wants. It's not our fault. It's just the way the brain works. It's a supply and demand thing. It's partly, you know, but it's an attraction thing.
It's attraction.
You're attracted to it if you can't access it. Right. If more people want it, you're attracted to it. It's just the way it works. So now she's feeling jealous because she saw a picture with other girls. We got back together, but since then, I keep on giving excuses to just get away from, although I truly love him. You know, that's something that men don't understand. I understand it now because I'm an infinitely student of psychology. A woman can love you and not want to be with you. As in, like, in love with you, like crazy. But they don't really want to be with you. When that happens, it's because she's going through something internally with herself. It's not personal.
It has nothing to do with you.
She's conflicted. She's trying to figure things out. She says she doesn't love you, but she's in love.
Right.
But no, she's in love, but she's not loving you. And she's confused. And tomorrow she said, like, give me time. Right?
Yep.
That can happen. It's not personal. The more you try to push it, the more you push her away. So if anything, the only thing you should be doing that time is listening and be generous with giving her space. Actually, giving yourself space. So I keep on thinking that I should leave him. Yeah.
Yeah, or that happens a lot. Emotionally, yeah.
I should be with someone else. I don't want that. She should be with someone, but she doesn't want that. Like, make up your damn mind.
She's confused. She's thinking, I deserve better. No, should I stay? Oh, no, let me go.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've been suffering from eating disorder because of this situation, and I don't know how to fix it, although he fixed everything he's done. She's acknowledging that dude has fixed everything he's done. But does it still check out when you manipulate him back in? Because if that's the case, first of all, you need to worry about yourself.
Yeah.
Your mental health is first and foremost, and that needs to be taken care of.
Yeah.
When I say mental, I don't mean you're crazy.
No.
But maybe you are a little bit.
Maybe you're about to lose it.
Well, maybe you're losing it.
Yeah.
And that's nothing to be ashamed of. That's very common with women who are in relationships that maybe they've gone through, they've experienced some pain and hurt. It's like one day I'm fine and happy with him, and 5 days crying myself to sleep, hoping and praying that I won't lose him because of these thoughts.
Yeah,
it's real.
Because she's
can still, you relate?
Yeah, because she's still holding to a lot of pain, like you said.
Yeah.
A lot of pain from the past, all the issues that they've had. She needs to basically let go.
Yes,
and you can't let go without tapping into. For me, it's God. You can't let go without tapping into God. Because you, the mind, like you said, you can't understand it sometimes. Yeah.
It can't be an I do mind.
Yeah, it can't be an I do mind.
If it's I do mind, you will keep reflecting back on your pain and your hurt, your misery, and you will want to wallow in it.
Especially when
even though that's not a logical thing to do, but that's exactly what you'll be doing.
Right. You don't understand why you feel the way you feel. You love this man. You still want to be with this man. But in the same token, you don't want to be with this man. You're hurt. You need to... Like, first of all, I always tell people, like, you know, sometimes people say, oh, I've forgiven him, but I can't forget. That does not exist.
That's because you're missing the God part.
Yes. It's, if you
it's forgive, only God that can help you with that part.
Right.
Forgive means forgive and forget. It means it's dead. It means you don't bring it up again.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But yes, that's really what you have to do.
When you say, I can forgive, but I can't forget, you're kind of mixing logical and emotional together. And that's an oxymoron.
No, you're going to get to this point where she is right now. Because yes, you're still carrying that burden.
Because it's real, the emotions are real,
right? You know?
So the only way is really, really to build your spiritual relationship, which is what we say God. You know, you need to build that. You need to be very strong spiritually. And if you're strong spiritually, that won't make you feel conflicted anymore. Right. Like, oh, am I supposed to forgive? But I still remember. You remember because there's space in the brain.
Right.
The brain cannot be idle. That if you have an I do mind, the devil will come and play and have a good time and torture you with all this crazy stuff. That's just past illusion. Yeah. Anything that happens in the past are illusions. Future is an illusion too.
It has to.
The only thing that's present is this now in this moment when you're watching this video and what you want. What you want right now is that you want to enjoy the beauty in this moment. You have peace, you have health, there's something you can be grateful about right now in this moment. You want to enjoy that. And if you soak that up and you enjoy that moment, you will attract the kind of love you deserve. You will give to that person and they will reciprocate and you will enjoy life, you know. But if you are busy worrying about the hurt from the past,
oh my God,
you'll become the story we just narrated.
It comes in different forms, and you know,
I'm happy, for me, sometimes I'm not happy, sometimes
for
I'm down.
Me,
mm-hmm.
When that hit me, mm-hmm. was I forgive, but I can't forget.
But you
can't
forget.
Every time we have a situation, mm-hmm. my mind goes back to that. Oh my God, this is how we did this, this is how I did that.
Yeah.
And start combining.
Yeah.
I didn't understand the effect it was having on me until I started having panic attacks. And I would think, oh my God, what is wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what is going on. It was starting to
start shaking and start
mess with my mind.
Mm-hmm. It's real.
Like, I became so scared when there was nothing to be scared of.
Yeah. Because you're trying to mix logic with emotions. You were emotionally hurt and you were trying to fix it with, I can't forgive her, I can't forget.
You can't.
That's logic.
You have to literally.
You're trying to use logic to fix emotional matters.
Let go.
You have to let go and let God.
And let God.
Yeah, that's it.
That was the only thing that made sense,
right.
That helped.
So now, letting go and let God.
Yes.
That is easier said than done. What makes it easier is, we need to bring the book downstairs.
Right.
What makes it easier is self-development. You need to read the book 10 to 15 times,
right.
Over and over and over. From inside the book, we direct you to every other resources that we know worked for us, right? Because there are some real hurt
really
that happen. And when we say you use the word a new plate, I forgot how you say it, like a whole new. Starting on the clean plate.
Yes.
Yeah, starting on the
clean
plate.
It has to be very clean, like nothing from the past.
I just watched a video today too. It's actually one of the channels that I like on YouTube. It's called Love Advice TV. And the guy defined forgiveness as, it's not a feeling, just like love. It's not a feeling. It's an illusion to think love or forgiveness is a feeling. It's an action,
it's a deliberate action
that you have
Definitely.
To know that it's useful for you and you just take it. Just like you know that, oh, if I go into the bathroom and take a shit, I'll feel better. Just like that. If you think of forgiveness or something else, that means you're waiting for the right feeling where you will be in the misery and you suffer for
a long time. You will suffer.
The majority of the suffering will be on you. It's not the person that hurt you that you shut down on.
They'll be living their life.
Now, let's talk about the person that you have a spouse
right.
that already shut down on you that's feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's chances you're watching this. Chances actually you're the one watching this. Because the person that shut down are usually not looking for a solution.
Mm-hmm.
They're shut down and it's the end of the world.
Right.
And that's it. But if you are dealing with this scenario like that, what you need to do is give yourself space. Don't be in the face of the person that's already shut down. You work on yourself. The same thing. Chances are you've given yourself to a person that's already shut down on you. It's a sign. It's also an indication that you don't have enough self-respect
mm-hmm.
to know that you deserve better. and you've given yourself, and that person, because people that shut down is also because they can do that. You've made them feel like they can do that, you know. But if they are in a space that they're chasing you, they won't shut down. A woman that's chasing you cannot dump you. They can't. Right? That's not that deep. It's very simple. If they're not, if they're chasing you, they can't dump you. If they're always in a space of healthy space where they know they, this is my man, this, I want to give to him, I just want to, they're not dumping you, and vice versa, you know. So if you're the one that somebody already shut down on you and they're saying all this stuff and you don't understand, just have empathy for them and give them generosity of space and time, and just pray. Prayer is a big part of it, because it's going to help you maintain the center that you need during that period of time. But more importantly, from a practical standpoint, it's a great time for you to work on yourself. And a great place to start from is Get My Marriage Back. It's free. GetMyMarriageBack.com. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. Smash that like button. Click share and share this to the rest of the world. Comment your questions below. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. No, wait. The red button. Click on that. I haven't been saying that. Subscribe and click the bell right next to it so you can get notified when we upload a minimum of 3 videos every single week. Okay? You need to watch every single one of them. Okay? That's it. I'll see you on the next one.